Hi, I'm Avery, and welcome to the Cool Geek Podcast. This is a podcast where I will be talking about things I love and things that people are tired of me talking about. So, if you're a geek, or just a cool geek, or just cool, you are welcome here. I'm all-inclusive. I think entertainment is for everyone. So, I didn't really know what to do in this very first episode, so I'm just going to do everything. I'm going to talk about everything I like as just a bit of a preview, because I'll go in depth on those things later in other episodes. So I don't know what else to say. Let's dive into it. All right, so we are back. This is the Cool Geek Podcast, for those of you who have just started listening. And the first thing I wanted to talk about is my very favorite franchise, Marvel Studios. First of all, I just want to say the MCU is absolutely spectacular and vivid. And I wanted to start off with my very favorite characters in the whole MCU. Their names are both Peter, and they are both amazing characters. Yeah, you guessed it, it's Peter Quill and Peter Parker. So Spider-Man and Star-Lord, for those of you who know them by their superhero names. I love the characters so much, you know, and they're total opposites, and they only share, like, one scene together when they're talking about Footloose, but I don't know, I just like them both so much, but the one thing that frustrates me is I'll be talking with my friends, and they'll ask, oh, like, do you have a celebrity crush? I'll say, I like Spider-Man, and they'll think, oh, you like Tom Holland, and I'll say, no, I like Spider-Man, and even though I do think Tom Holland is an amazing actor and all of that, they don't understand. I like fictional characters. I actually have a t-shirt saying I'm too emotionally attached to fictional characters. I mean, hopefully that's enough of a, I don't know, sign to let them know. Yeah, not the actor, the character. But either way, I'm specifically saying the MCU because I'm not that well acquainted with the comics, I have to admit. I do want to read more of them. I've only read, like, a chapter of one, but I don't know. Hopefully, I can order some off Amazon or something. So that's definitely getting one of the biggest topics of this podcast out of the way. That'll be coming up in a future episode. I think I'm going to take a little break here, so, you know, feel free to get a drink, use the restroom. And I will be coming right back after this interlude. Alright, I'm back. Hopefully you are comfortable wherever you are. I don't know, maybe you're eating dinner with your family, or sitting on a train, or even just laying down in bed, drinking hot cocoa, doing whatever you want to do. But I hope you're having a good day. Because we are talking about The Sims 4, and I know for sure that my family and friends have gotten way tired of this, and I know even myself, a tiny inner part of me, has definitely gotten tired of this, but I know that the majority of me will always love this. I recently actually had to delete it because I share a computer with a family member, and takes up too much space. RIP Sims, but I still talk about it, and I still watch videos about it, and I still do pretty much everything I did then, except actually play the game. But I just wanted to talk about general Sim stuff. Oh, by the way, I was looking back on all of my previous tracks that I have recorded for this podcast, and I remember telling myself in my head, do not say, you're not gonna say, and I realized I did not say, that much, but I did say, yeah, a lot, so, that's kind of funny, though. I guess my brain just needs me to have a place filler word. That would be an interesting experiment. Whatever the case, The Sims. Let's go back to the topic, because I swear this podcast could go off the rails if I start talking about things my brain does to me. My brain really hates me. Anyway, in The Sims, this is most common thing I think that players do. Cheat. And even though it's basically not gameplay, it replaces gameplay in an easy way. And even though humanity is, you know, constantly working, we love a way to get out of work. So, oh, you want your sim to be married to another sim? Cheat. Everything has a cheat. Not everything, though, but most things. Most things have a cheat. Sounds about right. So, I just wanted to talk about it. First of all, building. My gosh, the build tools are amazing, except why do we not have curved walls, and why do we not have stairs that can go around corners? I'm still, even though I don't play, I still think about that, and it makes me angry. So, and why are the packs so overpriced? This is why I shouldn't have a podcast, but here I am creating one. I have created a monster in myself. But that's pretty much all I've got to say for The Sims, except custom content. Custom content. That was the death of me. I got so addicted to custom content, I had to delete it all, because I know when I get myself down a rabbit hole, I'm not coming back up unless I, like, totally destroy everything. So I had to do that, but hopefully if I get a better computer or a PC, preferably, I will be able to finally download custom content and be reunited with the love of my life. I think that's all I have to say for The Sims. So another interlude, another opportunity to, I don't know, text your best friend or, again, use the restroom, because who doesn't want to use the restroom? Or just, I don't know, pause this so you can come back to it another time. Honestly, do whatever you want. Little interlude time. Let's go. Alright, welcome back. I hope you had a pleasant break, and this is a great opportunity to tell you why we have these interludes put in place. And that is because I think that it's just really nice to have a little space to use the restroom or do whatever you need to do when you pause. Because I know you can pause whenever you want, but having this put in place every 2 minutes or so, it just makes it more convenient, because if you don't have to come back and wonder what was happening. And your brain isn't at war wondering when to pause, because mine's always going, pause now, no, keep watching. And I will sometimes finish an episode of a show or finish a movie having to use the restroom so badly or being almost starving to death, and think just having these is good for everyone. Also, it gives me time to download this. But whatever the case, now let's go on to our car ride segment. Long car rides, really a lot goes on. I know I always bring entertainment, like books and technology, and I will use none of it because I am carsick. I get carsick very easily. And so instead of playing video games or reading a book, I will spend the whole car ride looking out the window and possibly singing. And that brings us to our next one, which is singing on long car rides. And I am always singing because it's just like the one thing that does not make me carsick. And so I'll just be, you know, humming and singing, and my sounds will be, you know, blocked out by car rides and traffic, and nobody will hear me. And then we stop abruptly, and my voice is, you know, belting out the chorus, and everyone on the street hears me. It's such a nightmare. Because it's so embarrassing, and it just sounds so awkward, because you're, like, the one sound there is, besides maybe, like, three people's car radios. And it just feels so bad. And especially if your your parents or your friends or whoever you're driving with is on the phone, and then you're just, oh! It's just the worst. Oh my gosh, I'm glad to get that out, because, it just feels so bad. And then they'll just be like, what were you singing? Duh. Oh, you were singing Billie Eilish. Yeah, so that's just absolutely the worst. And, I mean, that's definitely the worst part of car trips. Also, it gets so awkward when you fight over the radio station. Oh my gosh, my family, we all have very, very different taste in music. So I always wanted to listen to pop, and then they'll argue rock or old music, and It's just so hard. And then we just turn the radio off and sit in awkward silence for the whole trip. Oh, it feels horrible. And it's not right to do this, but why can't we just have, like, different songs playing at once? Why can't we just all have AirPods? And, I mean, I feel like the government should supply every household with AirPods for each family member. Gosh, now that I think of this, that was just not the smartest, considering what, I don't know. I think we should just all learn to get along with our families over the radio. But that's definitely easier said than done. I think this is a really great place to leave this. So, last interlude, and then we will leave this off. I hope you had a pleasant final break, and we are back with a quick outro. So, again, this is the Cool Geek Podcast, very first episode, and just a preview of what I'm going to be doing on this podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and I will be uploading more episodes soon. Bye, and stay cool, and stay geek, and stay whatever you are.